Rosa Gonzalez was hoping for a better life when she came to the U.S. 20 years ago from El Salvador at just 16 years old. Today, she's hoping that she can stay out of court and remain with her two children and husband in Ohio.
As of right now, I have an open case, but it's still, you know, nothing is certain. A lot of obstacles there, too, that we don't know.
Gonzalez is just one of nearly 3,500 individuals in Kentucky, Ohio, or West Virginia who receive federal temporary protected status, or TPS visas. They come from El Salvador, Haiti, Honduras, and seven other countries affected by armed conflict or natural disaster. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security decided to revoke protections offered to Salvadorans.
We never know what's going to happen. They keep changing the laws. They keep changing everything. It's frustrating.
In less than a month, on March 9th, these TPS holders will lose legal status unless they filed for renewal or successfully sought a path to citizenship. Crestwood, Kentucky immigration attorney Angela Quartz-Funke says Gonzalez has a right to be worried about deportation.
It's a very terrifying atmosphere for many families, and it's very, very painful for the attorneys that are trying to represent them.
Funke says immigration arrests increased by 30% over the past year, and the Trump administration's changes make it harder for people in Gonzalez's situation to get a fair hearing. For example, she could apply for citizenship because her spouse is a U.S. citizen. But if she were to be detained in the meantime, that might not matter.
For example, my U.S. citizens who filed for permanent residence for their spouse, they file a 601A waiver, they get to wait here until it's approved, and then they go back. They could get it delayed. Now you don't have that. You don't have compassion.
The Justice Department has yet to comment on the new immigration court coming to Louisville. Funke says having a new court will make it easier for her to locate her clients. Now, they are often moved from one detention facility to another, making it difficult for her to find and defend.
Some people are already expired, and they're extremely worried. Other people are trying to renew, in which case we are telling them to renew.
Gonzalez says she knows that TPS is temporary, but she didn't think it would end in the sudden way this administration has ordered.
All of a sudden, it's like, you are not welcome here anymore. You know, all the work, all their hard work is gone.
The Department of Homeland Security says TPS holders can apply for non-immigrant status or any other immigration benefit or protection eligible to them. But that takes time, and that's something Gonzalez might not have. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.